Hello, and welcome back, and welcome to chapter 10. If you've got this far, you've done really well, and you've got something really useful. So well done for working through all of those steps to get to this point. What you need to do now for this point is to summarize all of those steps. So it's time to go back over everything from chapter 1 up to chapter 9 that you've written down and summarize it into your overall goal and plan. And this is the document, the part of the book that's going to help you to really kind of capture all of the things that you've discussed amongst yourself and amongst yourselves, if you're working with more than one person, as you've gone through this process. Hello, and welcome back. Welcome to chapter 10, the final chapter. And if you're still with it, so well done. You've done a really good job in pulling yourself together a goal and change that's going to be really valuable to you in the future. And you've learned a process that you can go back over time and time again in different changes and different goals that you need to set for yourself, either in business or at home, as we discussed earlier on. Now, in chapter 10, what we need you to do is to summarize all of those points. So now is the time to go back over everything you've done since chapter 1, everything you've written, everything you've thought about, and pull it all together into a summary in chapter 10. And, draw pictures, use colors, link other things to other things as you go through the process. It becomes a real kind of summary, but working document in terms of helping you move forwards. And you may find that things that you go back to have changed as you've gone through the process. So, in terms of what you wanted or what you didn't want at the start, that might be slightly different now. And that's okay, because you can write that in that chapter if you want to, or you can just put it in your summary. Because this goal, this change, this outlook process that you're looking at is going to evolve over time. And depending on how much time you've spent on this process, it might have evolved quite a lot, but that's all right, because it's yours. And that's the point about this being a self-help book, because it is about you helping yourself. And there's no formulaic pattern that says this is the change that you need and this is how it's going to work. But it helps you to formulate the right change for you and put a plan together that's going to help you achieve it. So looking at the right people, looking at the time scales, looking at resources, looking at all the steps you need to take to achieve it. So when you've summarized all of that, sit back and congratulate yourself, because you've done a really good job. Yes, you have. And it'll be interesting to see how your book looks once you've been through it and you've written in it and you've scored it and you've done all of the things, you put pictures in or whatever it is that you've decided to do. You'll find it really helpful to take all of these steps, and you'll find it helpful to summarize them all at the end and working through that process. And once you've summarized it, there's only one thing left to do, and that's do it. And as you go through that process, you may find that that goal and that change evolves anyway. That's normal. But I always say that a ship can't change direction unless it's moving. And although you might have an initial destination in mind, once you're moving towards it, you might find that that destination changes slightly. But that's all right, because the environment that you're in is constantly shifting. But if you're moving towards a goal, it's a lot easier to change direction than it is to stand where you were and think, do I go that way or do I go this way? If you're moving this way, it's easier to turn and change direction, but you're already nearer to the other goal. So feel the fear, do it anyway, put all of this into practice, and use the process as many times as you want to use it. I think you'll find it really helpful. So well done for writing your very own self-help book. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you go back to it time after time over the years, and it helps to motivate you into doing other things as well, because it is really about taking action that's the important bit, not just thinking. And it's okay for a dream to stay a dream. So as you go through this process, you might have had a dream at the start of it, but actually, as you go through, you find, actually, I don't really want that. I thought I did, but actually, I don't. And that's okay. It can help you make those sort of decisions. So good luck with whatever change you've set for yourself. Good luck for all of the changes that you're going to set yourself in the future. And it'd be really good to know how you get on with it. So please feel free to give us feedback. And also, if you're struggling along the way, remember that we do coaching and we can help you one-to-one to achieve those aims that you set for yourself. So thanks again for buying the book and for helping yourself. And good luck.